Herb Tennyson.
Is it Herb?
Yes, sir.
Herb, you work in the sales department down there?
Yes, sir.
Are you the only old boy named Herb that works down there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're the one I need to talk to. I tell you, my name is R.D. Mercer, and my wife was in there the other day looking at a car, and you tried to help her find one.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate the way you talk to her.
Are you talking about Herb?
Herb. Your name Herb?
What was she trying to find?
Well, she was down there looking for a car, and you kept showing her and telling her how big the back seat was. And It ain't funny, Herb. I guarantee you, it ain't funny. I don't appreciate it at all. I've been married to the woman for 22 years, and she's a church-going woman, and she don't appreciate being talked to that way.
Well, the reason I'm laughing because you got the wrong guy.
Now you Herb, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been Herb for about 42 years.
Are you the only Herb that works down there?
Yep, I am.
Well, you're the only I need to talk to.
Oh, really?
That's right. You kept saying how comfortable the ride is.
Really?
That's right. That's what she said.
What was she looking at?
She was down there looking at a car. She's trying to find one of them terraces down there.
Oh, well, it's got a comfortable ride, you know.
Well, that's what she said, you said.
Well, it does have a comfortable ride.
And then she said you offered to show her your probe. You just laugh while you can, Mr. Herb, because I'm coming down there today and I'm whooping your ass.
Indeed.
I don't let nobody talk to my wife that way. I've been married to that woman 22 years. She won't even let me talk to her that way.
So I insulted your wife, huh?
You damn right you did.
You got to be kidding.
No, and you're going to get an ass whooping today.
Oh, man, I can't stand that.
Well, that's right. You're going to get one. How big old boy are you?
Oh, I'm probably about 6'3", weigh about 215.
Well, that's what she said. That's just ripe ass whooping size. All right, go ahead. Get it out of your system. Y'all have pretty good insurance down there?
Oh, yeah. I went to the doctor Monday.
Well.
Workman's comp.
Well, by God, you're going to have a little more workman's comp on your hands after I get through with you. You going to be down there all day today?
Yeah.
She said you kept trying to look down her shirt.
Me?
That's right. Kept showing her the tires. Said, get down there and look at them tires. And you just looking down her shirt.
Boy, maybe somebody used my name.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they probably used my name.
No, she said it was Herb down there.
Well, that sure don't sound like me, do it.
You ever have your ass whooped before?
Oh, hell yeah.
I guarantee you can make him sexual in your innards to women that you don't know, and you're going to get an ass whooping.
Hey, are you
a married man?
Yes, I am.
Would you like me to talk to your wife that way?
Oh, well, she'd probably whoop you before I could.
Well, then, that's what my wife should have done when she was down there.
Yeah.
If she'd had that little mace on her key ring, she'd have stuck it right in your face.
Hey, is your wife pretty good looking?
Well, ain't none of your damn business. You down there, you saw her. What do you think?
I don't remember seeing her. That's how I got to know what she looked like.
Well, you make a practice of talking naughty to women down there?
No, I don't generally talk naughty to them.
Well, you need an ass whooping.
Well, don't come down and whoop my ass.
Well, I guarantee you, sound like you somebody ought to whooped it a long time ago.
Well, down there
making rude comments to them women, showing them your probe.
What is that?
Beg your pardon?
I didn't show her a probe.
And that's what she said. She got out of there. She wanted to look at them terraces, and you wanted to show her your probe.
She wanted to look at terraces, and I wanted to show her my probe.
That's what she said. Well, it ain't funny, I guarantee you.
That don't sound like me.
Well, that's what she said. Your name is Herb.
That's right, Herb.
That's right. Well.
You think somebody could have used my name?
I don't know. You better find out, because I'm coming looking up you, looking up Herb, and whooping his ass, whoever
it is. Well, wait a minute. Before you walk up and punch me, will you let me know who you are first?
That's R.D. Mercer. I'm a little wiry fella. I'll be wearing overalls and a John Deere cap.
Overalls and a John Deere cap.
That's right, and I'll be down there today.
Damn.
That's right.
And your name is R.D. Mercer?
Roy damn Mercer.
R.D. Mercer.
That's right. You going to be there all day long?
I'll be here all day.
All right. Well, get yourself ready for a big-time ass-whooping.
Get myself ready for an ass-whooping.
Well, you'll be about 3 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock?
Yeah, because that'd be right after my nap.
Okay.
I come down there and whoop your ass, I guarantee you. You don't talk to my wife that way. I ain't going to let nobody talk to her that way.
Well, why you want to whoop my ass?
Well, because you talk dirty to my wife, God dang it. That's what I told you.
I didn't talk dirty to your wife.
Well, you done it. That's what she said. Now you're calling her a liar.
No, I ain't calling your wife a liar.
Well, she said you down there and you talk dirty to her.
How old is your wife?
What?
How old is your wife?
She's old enough to know when somebody's talking dirty to her.
She's old enough to know when somebody's talking dirty to
her.
That's
right. We don't even take in that in them movie channels because that kind of language upsets her. She's a Sunday school teacher.
Well, how about if you send her back down, I'll try to be nice.
I ain't sending nobody back down there but myself, and I'm coming with a 55-gallon drum of ass whoop, and I'm pouring it on you. Well, it ain't funny.
He said he's coming down here with a 55-gallon drum of ass whip.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't sound like you are. You're not going to have a couple of them other old salesmen over here trying to help you, are you?
Yeah, I've got some help down
now,
here.
Now, by God, it's one-on-one is what it is, Herb.
Ain't no one-on-one. I don't fight, sir.
Well, I don't care what. Oh, Herb. Phil and Brent, how you doing?
Oh, just fine.
We're just pulling your leg a little bit, courtesy of your buddies down there.
Oh, really?
They said that you kind of like to do this kind of stuff yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, I do.
I tell you what, Herb, if you knock off $1,000 on one of them terraces, I'll let you look down my shirt.